On April 18th, I had the extraordinary good fortune to have a phone interview with Donald Kruedsma, Professor Emeritus at the University of Massachusetts, who was recognized by the American Ornithologists Union in 2003 as the reigning authority on the biology of avian vocal behavior. He's also the author of a brand new book, The Singing Life of Birds, published by Houghton Mifflin. I've met Don a few times at the Cornell Lab's field course in bird recording and at ornithological meetings. Don and I talked for over a half hour, so I'll be excerpting the interview over the next several For the Birds programs. All the bird songs you'll be hearing throughout these programs are taken from the CD that accompanies The Singing Life of Birds. We started our conversation talking about Don's graduate research around 1970. Don, why were you drawn to birdsong? You've devoted your whole career to birdsong.
Oh, Laura, of all people, I think you know the magic of what happens when you put a pair of headphones on and aim a powerful microphone at a singing bird. I was at the time in my life where I was highly impressionable and also desperate. I needed a project for my doctoral thesis at Oregon State University, and it was Sewell Pettingill at the University of Michigan Field Station who said, "You must go out and record some birds to work off this fellowship that we gave you." And once I heard those birds, I think I just fell into this black hole of birdsong, and it just sucked me in and never let go.
I really love your book's descriptiveness, the lyrical quality to your writing and describing them. I'm just going to read one little short passage about where you talk about just the sage thrasher. I still see him in his undulating song flight, his song stitching sage to heaven as he dipped into the sagebrush and out again, over and over, circling around his territory and singing all the while. You're a scientist. You're considered the top ornithologist in birdsong on the planet.
Well, that's stretching it a little, I think. But yes, I'm one of those stuffy scientists who does these, go ahead.
But stuffy, it does not describe you. You manage to stitch together the mechanical in terms of the birdsong production and the mechanical in terms of your recording equipment, and yet the whole beautiful quality of the birds you're hearing. And that's a true gift.
Well, that's very generous. I could tell you that I started the book writing it 5 years ago, and it was rejected by a university press twice. But I knew, I think finally what happened is I let the birds speak themselves, and I was just their translator. And if you listen to the birds, you know what comes through. You hear, well, I could tell you, I talked about the magic of putting headphones on. Here's one good example of this magic. I was in the Everglades, and a photographer walked by, and you've seen these photographers with these massive telescopic lenses, and you can look at their brains, and they have these huge optic lobes and rather tiny auditory lobes. And I was listening to some young anhangas in a nest, and they were just wonderful sounds. And I aimed this parabolic microphone, this microphone that just captures and magnifies, amplifies sound so well, at these young anhangas, and asked the photographer to just slip the headphones on. And the look on his face, the words that came out were sensational. It's binocular sound. You've changed my life. I'm going to buy one of these for my grandkids, too. So it's the bird speaking.
I use both a directional mic and a parabola, and you get different things from the two. Describe, because you've used both too. Describe how one is more appropriate in one situation and one in another.
Mm-hmm. I use almost exclusively a parabolic microphone, and the reason I love it so is because it's such a precision instrument. It's a big satellite dish, and when you aim it precisely at a singing bird, all the sound from that bird that hits that dish is reflected back to where you have the microphone. So it's like cupping a huge hand to your ear, but a very ultra-directional hand and ear. So you're hearing the song as it comes from the bird's bill, essentially. That's the way I like to think of it. It's sharp and crisp and just pure. But if you take a directional microphone, I think you're hearing over that microphone much as we hear with our normal ears. because the sound comes not only directly from the bird's bill to the microphone, but it also comes by other paths. It bounces off leaves and trees that are sort of in that general direction. And as a result, we hear not only the sound directly from the bird's bill, but we also hear this echo and reverberation. It's softer, and some would say it's actually nicer to listen to, but it's not what the bird's saying, and I want to hear what the bird's saying. So always, always I carry the parabola with me, and I use shotgun microphones only when I'm just lazy or working in situations where I can't use the bigger parabola.
Next, Don and I talked about sonograms and about his captive studies to learn exactly how baby birds learn their songs. That part of our conversation will be featured on the next For the Birds. I'm Laura Erickson speaking For the Birds.